Hello, I'm Justin Oldham, and you're listening to an ATS member podcast supported by AboveTopSecret.com. For the benefit of those very diligent computers over at the Department of Homeland Security, which may be scanning this file, I'd like to point out that this digital recording was made on Wednesday, August 15th of 2007. I'd like to take the next 10 minutes to talk to you about the recent resignation of White House Deputy Chief of Staff and number one paid political advisor to President Bush, Karl Rove. Conspiracy buffs in many different fields took notice of Rove's resignation, which happened on Monday, August the 13th. For those of you who don't know, Karl Rove is a very skilled political manipulator who has been serving as President Bush's Deputy Chief of Staff pretty much ever since 2000. Now, yes, I know that when President Bush took office in 2000, his official deputy chief of staff was Andrew Card, but, hey, we all know who's really been pulling the strings. Andy Card left in 2004, and Karl Rove stepped up to assume his duties. Here at AboveTopSecret.com, I've received more than 40 U2 messages in which I've been asked to explain who Karl Rove is and what this mastermind really does. So let's get right to it. Mr. Rove is a paid political strategist. In the field, he's known as a gunslinger. This is an old-school slang term that is basically used to imply that he's a mercenary who works for the highest bidder. The Democrats and the Republicans each have a number of highly paid, very keen political minds on their staff, and these are not all men. This is not a sexist group. There are men and women who are very effective political strategists in their own right. Rove has gained a great deal of notoriety because he's most closely associated with a sitting president. Now, here in the United States, a good paid political strategist can run up to $4 million a year. And while that seems like an excessive profit, I'd like to point out that these hired guns maintain their own intelligence gathering and espionage networks. This is a very little known fact, even to the majority of conspiracy theorists. A good political strategist will typically sit atop his or her own small empire. This political power bubble is inhabited almost exclusively by people who have already proven their ability to provide a service for a fee with no questions asked. These people run the gamut from street-level informants to very slick computer hackers to fixers of all sorts, and possibly even a few individuals with military backgrounds. The average political strategist will, in fact, use these little networks to gather information. They'll do so by legal and not-so-legal means. In the interest of full disclosure, I will admit that I'm currently best known for my portrayals of political strategists and some of the very graphic things they're capable of. Now let's turn our attention back to Mr. Karl Rove and have a look at some of the things that he's alleged to be connected with. First and foremost, we need to understand, or at least we need to know, that Karl Rove was responsible for the packaging of George W. Bush starting in 1998 as he began making his preparations to run for the presidency. Rove had everything to do with the grooming of Mr. Bush's public image, which, as any good political strategist will tell you, is very important. For the entirety of calendar year 1999, Rove managed Bush's schedule down to the smallest detail. Now, your gut reaction is to say, I don't like the sound of that, but hey, if you were running for high office and you had one of these gunslingers on your payroll, you'd be paying attention to everything they told you. In addition to grooming Mr. Bush's public image, Rove had a great deal to do with Bush's debate preparation. And there's actually nothing sinister in there, because every presidential candidate goes through similar debate preparations. Some of them are more vigorous about it than others, but they all run pretty much the same racetrack as they prepare to step in front of a TV camera and dazzle you with their canned answers, which they may or may not have memorized. For those of you who don't know, political candidates often resort to what they call murder boards. A murder board is a panel of subject matter experts who will, in an undisclosed secret location, they will grill the candidate endlessly, and they'll just hammer away at them until the candidate, sleep-deprived and hungry, is capable of delivering the desired canned answer. It's not brainwashing, but my gosh, I'm sure it feels like it. Now, long before anybody heard about the U.S. attorney scandal, which first surfaced in 2006, back in 2000 and then again in 2004, there were certain irregularities which were suggested during the national presidential elections, which are alleged to be connected to Karl Rove. More specifically, in 2004, the very strange flip-flop of votes in Ohio are said to be as a result of Rove's doing. Anybody who cares to look can use the search function on AboveTopSecret.com. Just plug in election conspiracy or Ohio election conspiracy, and you'll find more than enough reading to keep you up at night. The university types will spend the next 10 years dissecting the Rovian method, but it's safe to say that Karl is no small thinker. All of his strategic planning has involved the big picture, epic scale stuff. This is a guy who plays for all the marbles. He's proven himself to be extraordinarily thorough. The ideal example for your consideration would be Vice President Dick Cheney and the various things that he's been associated with during the last 7 years. The cover-up involving Vice President Cheney's 2002-2003s with the major energy concerns shows beyond any shadow of a doubt that somebody behind the scenes went far and above and beyond the call of duty when they manipulated the federal records system. Now, for those who don't know, the federal government has a great many laws in place which require every single government official from the lowest to the highest to account for every single official piece of paper that they generate at all. In this particular regard, Rove's method has been extremely blunt. Anything that could be damaging to the vice president or to the president has simply been classified or declared top secret. And believe it or not, that's absolutely not illegal. Anybody who generates an official document has the leeway to choose whatever filing code they want. Now, when it came to the November 2006 elections, the purge, which took place in October, of six U.S. attorneys, actually I think that number was seven, those seven U.S. attorneys were all let go at the discretion of Karl Rove, who very strongly suggested to the president that these guys weren't carrying the team's water very effectively. What that means to you and me is that those seven U.S. attorneys failed to obstruct any of the Democrat election results which took place in their areas of influence. Now, that might make you mad, but it shouldn't surprise you entirely, because whenever one political party or the other is in a dominant position, they always try to diddle with the election results on some level. There's a lot more to know about Karl Rove and some of the techniques he pioneered. And the last thing you want to do is take my word for it. Do your own homework. Use Google or the ATS search function or whatever your favorite search engine happens to be. Make the internet work for you. Thanks very much for your time, and have a good day.